Good evening. Can you hear me all right? Okay. Anybody a thumbs up in the back? Good. All right, good. Thank you. All right. Tonight, we won't be looking at anything that's really difficult to understand or is going to take a lot of really digging into the scriptures, but it is a topic that I think is pertinent to tonight. One, because of what we're doing in our downstairs class, we're going to be going into in our downstairs class soon, which is trying to help develop song leaders, also help develop people to be able to preach and teach Bible classes a little bit better. And then, of course, tonight is our fifth Wednesday singing night, and so I wanted to address one part of it here, and then I'm actually part of the one teaching the downstairs class to teach the song leaders themselves a little bit, so... tonight I just wanted to ask the simple question, why do we have song leaders? Why song leaders? If you would, turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 14, 26 through 33, and then also verse 40. It's kind of goes along with what we talked about some Sunday morning, what Mark preached about Sunday morning. It goes into that a little bit more. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, starting in verse 26. What then, brothers? When you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. If any speak in a tongue, let there be only two or three at most, and each in turn, and let someone interpret. But if there is no one to interpret, let each of them keep silent in church and speak to himself and to God. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others weigh what is said. If a revelation is made to another sitting there, let the first be silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all be encouraged. And the spirits and prophets are subject to prophets. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. And we'll actually skip the last part of that verse and then skip over to verse 40. But all things should be done decently and in order. And so amongst all the other problems that were going on with the church at Corinth, they worshipped in an unruly fashion. And when I read this, I kind of think of a bunch of kids at show and tell. They're like, especially if they all have something that they're real excited to share, like, oh, I want to do first, or I want to go this or that or that. My wife Katie taught like the 4 and 5 year olds at church down in Pikeville when we lived down there. And when they're getting ready to have their prayer, one person would have a boo boo, and then all of a sudden, all of them had a boo boo, even if none of them really actually did, or even if they weren't really hurt or had any kind of scratch, or even if the scratch happened 2 years ago or something like that, all of a sudden they were all speaking up, and it was just chaotic. And so we have in Corinth this chaotic situation, but Paul corrects this situation just by commanding them just to take turns. Everybody do things one at a time. Do things in an orderly fashion. And hymns are mentioned in this list. Along with other situations where an individual is leading worship, whether they have a prophecy or whether they speak with a tongue or they have some sort of lesson they want to give. And basically, if you can use an individual to maintain order for those situations, you can use a song leader as an expedient to keep the singing orderly, and it's really just that simple. Now, do we have to use a song leader? Well, no, not necessarily. But it does seem to help sometimes. One situation I think of where we have a song leader, but he's not really up in front of everybody at church camp for a campfire. We're all sitting around the campfire. It's kind of I don't want to say it's informal, but it's a little more intimate. And there will be a male that leads a song, but it's not already predetermined who that person is that's going to do it. And so sometimes you'll have one person start a song, and you'll have somebody else on the other side of the campfire start a song, and somebody has to give, and there's just to be give and take. And so we don't necessarily want that in this particular setting. That works itself out every time, and it's fine, and it's okay. But in this setting, it seems to make just a little bit more sense. We have the ability to use somebody. Let's just have one person do that. And so there's not a scripture that says, thou shalt have a song leader, but sometimes you just have to use reasoning and the scriptures combined to come to that conclusion. And so we might ask, though, how can we work with our song leaders to make the singing better? God certainly deserves our best because he gave his best for us, and of course there are plenty of scriptures, John 3:16, amongst many others that we could talk about. And this includes how we sound, although it's not exclusively how we sound. Of course, we could look at Ephesians 5:19 or Colossians 3:16 about making melody in our hearts. That's really the focus. But still, our how we sound matters to an extent, and so we need to try to do that. And some of this is also just a reminder of what Andy taught us. We had Andy Robinson down here doing our singing workshop, and so this is kind of just a rehashing of some of that. So the first thing that we can do is sit up. Singing is done with the whole body. It's not just in your chest. It's not just in your throat or up here. It's done with the whole body. And so if you have a good posture, you can properly use your voice, use your instrument that God gave you to deliver praise to Him to the very best of your ability. The second thing we can do is just pay attention to the song leader. Even if their pitch is kind of low, or especially in my case, kind of high, or they go a little fast again, me, or a little slow for your taste, try to do the best you can to kind of meet them somewhere in the middle. And when we talk to song leaders next week, we're going to talk about, we have to do the same thing. And again, talking to myself a lot of this. And try not to go into autopilot mode. We all have sang a lot of the same songs over and over again. First of all, we shouldn't think of it in that way. We should come to the song in the same exact way, with thinking about the words and really trying to get the emotion that goes along with those words. But we need to try not to go into autopilot mode, where we just automatically go into the same speed or the same pitch that we've heard all our lives, if the song leader is trying to do that a little bit differently. And then the third one is just to sing out, especially when they're struggling. When I started out, I was saved many a time by a few people who had a little bit stronger voice than I did at the time. And we might have some younger guys up here soon leading singing a little more often, and they might need a little bit of help. And so singing out and giving them the confidence to keep continuing on with the song and not just quit can really help them now, and especially in the future. They get the confidence now, and then they'll eventually get better as they get older. And even if they don't stay here, they might be a song leader somewhere else, and it might be because of what we've done here to help encourage them just by singing a little bit more loudly. Again, we'll talk more about the responsibilities of song leaders when we break down in the class next week, but tonight we have to mention one last point, and that is this. You may worship with your whole heart to God in the correct manner prescribed, but it doesn't really do any good if you're not a Christian. Before your worship can truly be acceptable to Him, you must become a child of His. Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith it is impossible to please God. Acts 17, verse 30 says that God requires all men everywhere to repent. Romans 10:10 says that with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And Mark 16:15 through 16 says that one must believe and be baptized in order to be saved. If you've done that but you've turned from Him, your worship is equally unacceptable. We ask you to turn back tonight. Give God the praise that He deserves. If you have a need, please come as together we stand and as we sing.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood? Spotless are they, white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Be seated, please.